This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The coronavirus, climate change, and food security are on the agenda today as foreign ministers from the G20 group of nations meet in Italy. The talks in the city of Matera represent the first time the ministers are gathering in person since 2019. The U.S. State Department said in a statement today that Secretary of State Antony Blinken would stress the importance of working together to address such global challenges. Earlier today, the Secretary of State highlighted a main topic of discussion.
Afternoon, we're also co-sponsoring a second meeting to address the urgent humanitarian crisis in Syria, particularly through broadening cross-border assistance, which is essential to reaching millions of Syrians who are in dire need of food, medicine, COVID vaccines, other life-saving aid.
Secretary Blinken also expressed U.S. support for an immediate ceasefire in Syria. Families desperate to find loved ones, rescuers hard at work, and the inevitability the search will eventually become recovery all play out at the scene of that condo building collapse near Miami. AP correspondent Julie Walker has this.
With the search in its sixth day, the death toll at 11 and around 150 missing, it's taking a toll on everyone, including ER Dr. Howard Lieberman, who's been there since day one.
A friend of mine just texted me, her friend is missing. Please, could you find her? And then you have the loved ones that show up and they're screaming the name of the person who's missing.
Bart Langsfeld is missing his sister and brother-in-law.
Miracles. To happen.
Professor Joseph Barbara says deciding to transition from rescue to recovery is agonizing.
You could be leaving someone alive behind by ending too early versus the concerns about continuing to push in a high-risk rescue mode.
I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket attack yesterday with no reported casualties one day after U.S. Air Force planes carried out airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border against what the Pentagon said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups to support drone strikes inside of Iraq. Iraq's military condemned the U.S. airstrikes and the militia groups called for revenge against the United States. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. President Joe Biden sought to reassure Israel that he would not tolerate a nuclear Iran as he met yesterday with outgoing Israeli President Reuven Rivlin at the White House, a moment that comes amid a major shakeup in Israeli politics and growing angst in Tel Aviv over the U.S. administration's effort to re-enter the Iran nuclear deal.
Iran will never get a nuclear weapon on my watch, as they say. I directed last night's airstrikes, targeting sites used by the Iranian-backed militia group responsible for recent attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq.
For his part, President Rivlin said, Israel has no greater friend, ally than the United States of America. You are our best friends. The meeting with Rivlin, who's making his final foreign trip for his presidency, took place just weeks after the Naftali Bennett became Israel's new prime minister, replacing Benjamin Netanyahu. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been ordered to spend 15 months in jail after failing to appear before an inquiry looking into the numerous corruption scandals during his presidency. The country's constitutional court handed down the sentence Tuesday after finding him guilty of contempt of court. The High Court ordered Zuma to surrender to police within 5 days. The court ordered the 79-year-old Zuma earlier this year to appear before a special inquiry investigating wide-ranging allegations of looting of state-owned businesses and government departments during his 9-year tenure between 2009 and 2018. The UN Human Rights Chief, in a landmark report launched after the killing of George Floyd in the United States, is urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination. The report from Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The status quo is untenable. Systemic racism needs a systemic response. We need a transformative approach that tackles the interconnected areas that drive racism.
The report, a year in the making, hopes to build on momentum around the recent intensified scrutiny worldwide. Europe will choke up.